WBAB monitoring. Morning, Walt. How's that lag? Good morning, Sean. Still problems, buddy. It's the hip. I think that's probably how close that come to breaking a hip. Anyway, it's sort of a gloomy day today. Yeah, as I look over my shoulder, looks like it's going to be overcast. Looks like there might have been a little sunshine earlier. Some light poking through to the east, but nothing to the west, so we'll see. I see a little blue sky. Who knows? We'll see. Is it going to be dry? Yeah, supposedly. I just seen a few snapshots of yesterday's lark in the park. The guys had perfect weather. K8, are you H? Good morning, Anthony. How are you? But, yeah, it would have been beautiful yesterday out there. Weather was just ideal. Anyhow, Anthony, I take it you're on your way to work. Go ahead and patch the wall.
Good morning, gentlemen. Just wanted to say hello and interject in the conversation if I see fit. But, yeah, it looks like the weather's going to be pretty good. The weather was phenomenal yesterday. So I'll throw it back over to you, Walt.
Good morning, Anthony. Yeah, I just sat around yesterday. Did a lot of reading, tablet news. I love reading my news. Watched a little bit of the weather, some weather channel about what's happening down south, which Sean and I have talked about this before and with other people about. I don't want to move to Florida. You know, after seeing what the hell they're going through, no, I'll stay where I'm at. Sean?
Yeah, I think the old axiom, you know, nice place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there. That matches me. But too hot in the summer, too hot and humid, hurricanes, bugs the size of rats, and I don't know, just not my cup of tea. We got it pretty good up here. I think Anthony and I have even had this conversation. He's a Jersey boy, though, right?
Yeah, that's where we went on vacation. We went to the beach a few weeks ago. But I tend to agree. Florida's a great place to visit, you know, maybe even for a couple weeks or a couple months. But I am not interested in that Florida summer. Not at all. Too hot, too humid. Not real interested in hurricanes. Just, yeah. Maybe the month of February I could enjoy it, but that's about it.
Yeah, well, I've lived in Norfolk, Virginia, and North Carolina also, on the coast, and the humidity killed me. Being a snowbird would be fun, but if your investment is going to get wiped out by a hurricane or a flood, you know, I don't know, it's always a trade-off. I used to love my ice fishing, deer hunting, so Michigan winters never bothered me. Sean?
Oh, yeah. That's a little jeopardized right now. They've been a lot of places been filling the hate, you know, the, not hate, filling the pain of the weather patterns in recent years. A lot of these places that are famous for dog mushing up in the north, up in the UP, and snowmobiling and ice fishing and all that. And just their economies were based on all that, and they're hurting. But yeah, it's my kids were in Houston, getting back to the weather. So you know, the summer. Houston got unbearable in the summer. And I wanted to go down there because I really liked it otherwise down there, which I didn't think I would. But I did. I really, there was a lot to like. But I just wanted to get down there. And I never got down there in the hottest part of the year to see just how bad it was. But the kids who are back here now, they're Michiganders. And, but they said, yeah, it's a lot to take in. It's pretty bad. They say it's a dry heat, but not so much in Houston, but like my Arizona peeps, you know, it's a dry heat. They say, yeah, so is an oven. Anthony?
That does tend to be the excuse in the way to accept the heat, that it's a dry heat. But I think I'm right there with you, Sean. Heat is heat. And I don't like to be hot, so not great for me. But back to your winter comment, I've been seeing some stuff. They're talking we might have an actual good winter this year. Well, good depending on who you are, but good that there's going to be some snow and it'll actually be cold. Maybe it'll hold over. We'll get a snowstorm and we'll still have snow for the next storm. Who knows what'll happen? Over to you, Walt.
WP80. You mentioned the beach there, Anthony. I love salt water. Oh my God! Not bragging. I've swam in the Atlantic, the Pacific, the Caribbean, the Mediterranean. Just love salt water. But those days are long gone. Sean.
Yeah. Well, you were a drunken sailor, so you're gonna. If you got that Neptune Award or whatever it is for crossing the Prime Meridian, my dad had that or something. I forget what it is. You'll have to explain that when it comes back around. I think it's a Neptune Award. I don't know. The turtles. Are you a turtle? We'll have to get your answer to that when it comes back around. I think that was also a Navy thing. I don't know. My old man was a sailor. So, anyhow, well, I don't know if it's going to be, we got to watch that winter thing, careful what you wish for, you know, we'll be saying, man, you know, we like it cold, it'll be frigid, 3 foot of snow, and we'll be going, damn it.
Well, I'm going to throw it over to you, I want to find out if you're a turtle.
This is embarrassing. It's if you cross the, what the divide was that? I know what it is. No, I've never been to that part of the world where we get that stuff. I can't recall. Sorry, Anthony. I can't recall the story on, you know, where you have to make a fool of yourself and smear yourself with grease. Or, you know, there's some sort of lore, and I forgot what it was about. But when I was in the Navy, I was in the Mediterranean area, not the Far East. Back to you, Anthony.
All right. That's all right. I didn't expect you to be a turtle, so. Sean, over to you.
Well, I'll be darned. Sounds like somebody might be a turtle. No, I don't think you necessarily have to. Do you have to have crossed the Prime Meridian for the Dateline, the International Dateline, or is it the Equator? It's one or the other, either the Dateline or the Equator. And yeah, I know my dad was. He had his turtle card and all that stuff. And he claims he made me one as a kid, but I don't know how you can. I think that was one of the requirements. He had to be a sailor. He had to cross, you know, either the equator or the Prime Meridian. So I don't know about that. I'd have to find my card. Maybe not. But all good fun. And in this day and age, it would be less embarrassing than it was back then. Back then, you know, you had fiddlesticks on the air. People would all get shocked. You know, nowadays, not so much. Are you a turtle, Anthony? I gotta ask.
No, I am not. I have, if the requirements are crossing the prime meridian or the equator, I have done neither. So, I am not a turtle.
What conversations we have on ham radio. Oh, my goodness. Today I might do something different. I might turn on the HF. I haven't turned on my HF in days because I haven't been feeling that well. But today I'm going to do it. Sean?
All right, there you go. Yeah, I'll tell you what. My shop is the worst place for radio. I got to get some, try to get some sort of a good antenna up. I've got a tower there, and but it's just got to be something that's not too obnoxious. But I do have a big, big, big metal roof, so I could get some sort of vertical up with plenty of metal for it to play against. But I got radios in the shop. I just don't have any antenna that's, I can't pick up nothing. I've tried all sorts of things. You really gotta get something up in the air where I'm at. So I won't be getting on the air. But, all these years, you think I'd have an antenna up, right? Oh, well. Speaking of which, I'm turning down my street now. I'll probably be in here for one more go-around, but I'm not close. Anthony?
I'm right there with you, Sean. I'm on my on the street of the office, and we'll also be clear on everyone's final. So it was great talking to you gentlemen this morning. K-8-R-U-H.
Hey, everybody, stay safe. 73-WB-80, I'll be clear.
All right, Walt, Anthony, I'm just making my final approach here as well. Going to get parked and see what the day begins. I didn't get my coffee this morning, so we'll see how that goes. Ugh, that stunk. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Catch everybody later. W-A-F-U.
W-A-F-U-N-A-K-P-P. I hear a noise. It sounded like a modified tone. You busy? Are you out and about?
Now is good. I'm just chilling.
Cool. Okay, I at 23 and 94. So I come visit.
Okie doke. I'll get prepped.
Appreciate it. I have a few questions too about all of our little all-star thingies. I guess you made a reference, but I can talk to you there later about some of them have been taken off the RF part, so I will chat about it when I get there.
Okay, but probably not necessary. I think Dave got the other fixed, so, but anywho. All right, see you when you get here.
Yeah, just fighting with ASL-3 and people are hacking. People are trying to hack into it.
causing memory overflow errors.
I have them too. Probably talking about a different kind of memory.
Hey, how's the failed band been working?
I see in the logs that it's banning people and it's putting firewall rules in, but then I see the people in the logs. And so I don't understand if that's getting through the firewall. Why is it still going into the log if the firewall is rejecting them? It doesn't make sense to me. But I know it seems to be staying up, but then I noticed, I looked down there, it was like at 8 o'clock in the morning and people were only connected for 23 minutes, and I have no idea. So I don't know, I just try to keep it up. I have backups that I restore. I might try even an older backup, one more older backup I can try. Not upgrade everything.
It's strange. I have some questions, but that's left for the node. So we'll chat there later.
Are you guys headed? Are you guys going to lunch or something?
Probably around 11:30, 12. Yeah.
Where are you guys meeting at? Let me see if I'm in the area.
Well, why don't you let us know what area you'll be in? And we're going to be at my shop, but I'm pretty flexible. I'm not sure about Wally.
Well, if you're doing 11:30, I can meet over there. All I'm doing today is shuttling back and forth between my old house and the new house, so I'll go pick up a load and then I can meet you guys somewhere, and then afterwards I'll dump the load and then go get another load.
All right, that should work. Got something got to do. I don't know how long it's going to take. It's a mechanized process. Got to just let it do its thing, but that should possibly work. Anywho, I'm going to get to setting things up. I'll be listening. W8FU.
Roger, Dodger. KF8F. I'm over at Sean's area or whatever. Anyway, I just got back from loading up my car for more crap for my house.
That must seem like the never-ending assignment right now. Are you half done with stuff from your house? How's that going? Struggling to get home with my eyes dilated and the bright sun. That's always fun.
Yeah, well, it's
Joe,
fun now.
Here.
I don't know how to say. I don't know how to gauge it. I do have the junk people coming tomorrow, so that will get rid of a lot of stuff. And then I've got movers coming on Monday, and they're going to move the heavy equipment. I have the heavy furniture stuff. And then I just got some odds and ends. So I'm just, as I go to the house, I load the car up with stuff, bring it to the, garage, the apartment, and unload it, and then go back. So, I have until the 23rd, but I want to be done mostly by Monday, and then probably by the end of next week, for sure, I'll have everything out. So there's just be some minor cleaning of things and stuff like that, but, yep, it's, I want it to be done, but It's a process. And then I got to move from the apartment to the house when it's done.
I'm here.
Where's here?
So we're running a test on a couple of radios, and there were some bugaboos, so it took a little longer to get started. Lunch is going to be more around noonish.
All right, gotcha. Well, in that case, I will take the opportunity to unload this stuff. I'll just go bring it back home. I'm actually at your shop area right now.
Well, you're welcome to stop by, and Wally's here. We're just running a test on a radio, and it's like automated, so it's like in the middle of the test. It took longer to get started, but you're welcome to do that too. Your call.
All right, where are you guys at? I saw somebody go in the F6 store. Do I just go in your normal office store?
Yeah, just where you've been in before. You'll see my little blue, there's a white van and my little blue Escape right around our door. It's on the south side of the building. I think right near my office. You've been here.
Yep, staring at it now. I'll just chat with Dave for a moment here. Everything's progressing. I was at the house yesterday, and they got the glass in, and they got some of the furnace ducts in, and they got all the showers and the baths in. I mean, they're not hooked up to water or anything yet, but they got the fixtures in. So it's like, wow, they're really moving fast.
Oh, that's cool. It's probably going to go by very quickly now. Although I don't know. If you're sitting there waiting for it to get done, I don't know if it quickly is a thing. But that's cool that they're making good progress on it. At least it sounds that way. Okay, I'm pulling in my stuff, Dave, so enjoy your day. Hi, Sean, by the way. And I'll talk to you later for KFNS, KDAV.
All right, talk to you later, KFNS.
You guys are right behind the truck, right?
Dump truck, Ford Super Duty truck. Yeah, I kind of know where I'm going. As Wally can see me, I know where to go.
Yeah, I'm in good shape. I punched it in my GPS because I kind of figured this was going to happen.
You just stay on this, you go through a roundabout, and then there's a second roundabout at 19. And you want to go, you want to hit 19. It only goes one way, so you want to get on 19. So second roundabout, 19 Mile Road, go past the high school. It'll be on the right at Garfield.
All right, I just saw Wally pass me, so I got in the left lane. I should have stayed in the right, but... I don't know what it is. Everybody's out and about today. I mean, this has been like this all morning.
We're getting dangerously close to work season. September is coming.
Yeah, I've had to honk the horn twice today. People were just sitting at a light, you know, when it turns green. And it's like... I can see me doing that once in a while, but two times in one day, that was, like, people are so, I don't know what it is, distracted. What's going on today?
Over, yeah.
Well, after this roundabout, we'll probably want to get over. Hit the next roundabout from the left lane.
Olga's
19 in Garfield. Did everybody make the roundabout?
At an aggressive, very bad speed at the stop sign.
You out about, Greg?
No, I'm at my desk. I did just get back from CVS getting a script for the wife, and then I had eaten just previous to that, had a big old bagel, sausage, egg, and cheese bagel from Big B, maybe. I don't know, one of the coffee places.
Yeah, very good. I got lessons in the radio today, how to tune in a line.
All right, make the right on the Garfield, and it's almost immediately after that a left.
I see it.
I normally turn in a little ahead of this, but looks like there's a worker crew.
Hey, Greg, you can have a second lunch.
I'm full. I'm like, man, I could keep going and eat a little something, but I'm just full. So it'll be all right. We'll catch you guys next time. KE8VSI.
Or you can bring your credit card and treat all your friends.
Oh, that thing would probably melt if I tried to do that.
They say in the fire service, we're 23, 8KBB. W8FU.
W8FU. W8FU, WB8E. Hello, Walter.
Guess what I have for supper today, tonight? Bowl.
Good for you. Man, that sounds good. Did your gal bring it for you, or did you go out someplace, or what?
Oh, she brought it. She went to Bowl, Hanoi. I was the 168 Market.
All right, very good. Did you get Fa Thai, or did you get brisket? Did you get tendon and tripe and all that good stuff I know you like, which I hate?
It's just the standard. You hate the good stuff. You know, organs, tripe and tongue and brains. Oh, my goodness. Rocky Mountain oysters.
Yeah, I can live without the tendon and the tripe and the congealed pig's blood and all that other stuff. So, I like the brisket, and I like the eye of round. They got a meatball, which is okay. It's not too big on that. There are these little tiny meatballs that they put throughout it. I'm really just big for the Fa Thai, which is the eye of round, sliced real thin, cooks in the broth. That's my go-to. But occasionally I'll get the one with the brisket. Not a big fan of the chicken. But I should try that sometime. I just love pho thai so much. Yeah, it's kind of hard to go there and try something else when you got such a favorite, you know.
Oh yeah, no, I agree with you. I'm real stodgy that way. Because seriously, I mean, I was thinking the other day when we come back from ice fishing, going through New Baltimore, there was a little carryout place that deep-fried chicken hearts and chicken gizzards. Oh, man, that was great after a day out there ice fishing.
It used to be a party store, and I'm not sure if it's still there. It might be, but it was just about where Jefferson T-boned into, M29 there, right there downtown, just, you know, more, that's Chesterfield, east of, still west of New Baltimore proper by a little bit. There's a party store, like, right there, and they used to have some of the best smoked fishes and cheeses and stuff in a deli, and I remember once we got some, I think it was smoked whitefish. It was with Mighty Mo, John Miller. And we got some smoked whitefish and some lemonade schnapps or something like that. I remember sitting around drinking that and eating the smoked whitefish. God, was it good.
I call that living large, let me tell you. God, that's a name I haven't heard. I think he passed away, didn't he?
Well, if he did, I was talking to his ghost day before yesterday. He was on my work radio. All of a sudden, I got a call on my work radio and said, "Hey, Sean, are you on here?" I said, "Yeah." And he says, "Hey, somebody I want you to talk to." And I knew his voice, the first two words out of his mouth. I went, "Sean?" So it turns out he's up in Mayo, and he's near one of the tower climbers that I frequently work with. And he got a hold of me on my work radio. And we had about a 15-minute chat. Says he's doing well. He's not drinking much anymore. He says, you know, damn, I'm 76. So, but sounded good.
Then I got some misinformation a while back. Anyway, I thought I'd tell you about that. The restaurant is a smaller restaurant. Clean, very clean. And, what? Oh, no credit cards, cash only.
Those are the best. Where's this one at, by the way?
The same plaza that 168 is at. It's fairly new, right? Sherry said it's fairly new.
Does she know the folks, or she just stopped there on a whim?
Right? Yeah. Yeah, in the summer. It's amazing these restaurants I never knew existed around here.
Yeah, ask Sherry if it's family or, you know, if it's her folks maybe or somebody they knew. Because, God, I loved her folks' place. That place was the best. And is any relation or just arbitrarily stopped there?
Nope, just a place she stopped at after they opened. And another restaurant I want to try is a Bangladesh restaurant, believe it or not, in Hamtramck. I forgot what's where I seen it, what YouTube personality was going around. That Peter, what's his name, that I follow. A bunch of us do off the radio, and he was in Hamtramck. He was the one that gave a real good report on the story on the southern border with the immigrants pouring in without any political bent.
Are they pouring in again?
I don't think they stopped. And you know, I'm not anti-immigrant, but the point is, you know, where are these poor people going to be? Winter's coming. And like the state and city of New York said, you know, we can only spend so much money.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyhow, yeah, so I'll give that a look. I should get over there. I know my my wife absolutely loves those peanut butter buns that you get at 168. So I could run over there and get some of those for her. I can't eat them. And maybe take a look at that. Oh, I really shouldn't have pho either. You know, very limited because of the, you know, the rice noodles. I mean, the rest of it's probably okay, but the rice noodles, you know, they'll get you.
Yeah, Sherry said you can probably tell them no noodles.
But I don't know how good it'd be.
She doesn't know how good it'd be.
No, I'll just wait until I've been a good boy and got things, you know, under control, and I'll just have it with noodles. I'm not gonna do that.
Sean, I'll catch up with you in a bit. Sherry's leaving. WBODs.
All right, just had to get into it with some sheeny men. They wouldn't let me get through the street because they're busy picking garbage. All right, catch you later, Walt. I'll be just pulling up at home here anyhow. Good timing. W8FU. KEATSM Mobile.
Hey, you didn't want it.
JF8S, W8EAB. KF8AYL, monitoring.
KE8 TFM Mobile.